Lynn.
You are now tuned in to Kicking It with the Joneses on Radio Free Brooklyn.
What's up, Brooklyn? You are now tuned in to Kicking It with the Joneses on Radio Free Brooklyn. It's your girl, Queen T, a.k.a. Mrs. Jones, and I'm here with my better half, a.k.a. D Stacks, a.k.a. Mr. Jones, and we are the Joneses. For those of you who don't know, me and D Stacks are a power couple. We out here on our grind, making moves by the grace of God. Kicking In with the Joneses is live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. We bringing it to you straight up, telling it like it is, covering Brooklyn news, trending news, and hood news, keeping it 100. It's important to tune into our show, not only because we are dope, but because you can win free stuff. We will have special giveaways, not every show, but often enough. So far, we had two giveaways. We had a Thanksgiving giveaway where we gave away a ham. And we had a special caller call in from Brooklyn. And then we also had a Christmas giveaway where we gave away two dope gifts. We gave away portable speakers, which was dope. And we had two callers from Brooklyn who won that giveaway. So now the Joneses will be having a Valentine's Day giveaway. That's right. I said it, a Valentine's Day giveaway. There's so many people that's out there single and don't have nobody. So, for y'all won't feel bad, the Joneses will give you something if you win our giveaway. So, the way our giveaway works is you tune into our show for up to the weeks following up to Valentine's Day. And at the end of each show, we will reveal a code word. So, before the week before Valentine's Day, we will give you will have to call in and have all of the code words ready. So you must tune in order to win these our giveaway. There will only be one giveaway, so you gotta be quick with the dialing of the numbers if you really want to win. And you really have to. We got people calling in right now, but we ain't answering the phones. It's not the giveaway. It's not Valentine's Day. You're a little bit too fast. But but we're gonna have the giveaway, and I'm gonna give a code word at the end of each show. So basically, at the end of this show, we're gonna start it. It's gonna be the first one, and we're gonna give away a cool prize for Valentine's Day for all the single ladies out there, especially for you. But as well, it could be a male. We're not biased. So if you call in, you will win a special giveaway as well. So we're going to have that. It's important to listen to us. It's, you know, we're dope, I should hope. And we appreciate all our listeners for listening each week for us. And we had a great show last week. We received so much feedback. We spoke about homelessness in America and Obama's leaving the White House. I watched the inauguration last week, Friday, and it was painful. Donald Trump is officially our 45th president. Whether we like it or not, he's in office. So, to me, I didn't really think that it was very sincere. He seemed like, oh my gosh, I got to hurry up and get to work. I think that was all an act. I think it, you know, he just act like America is in such bad shape. I think that was all an act just to show you like, oh my gosh, I'm working and this is really important to me, whatever. I think it was all for show, whatever. But there's nothing we could do. So all we can do is look forward to what he will bring us. And hopefully he don't really screw up, you know. But if you missed the show last week and would like to hear it, you can go on Mixcloud, which is where you can find all of our previous episodes. This week, we are changing things up and entering into an interview segment. This is our 11th episode, and we are super excited. Shout out to all our listeners and supporters. It's much appreciated. We came in number one again. on the leadership board for Radio Free Brooklyn, and we would not be number one without you guys. So we thank you for tuning in each week with us. For those of you who tune in weekly, you know of our up-and-coming artist segment, which is where we play songs by underground artists and showcase their talent. We have been getting plenty of emails, messages from so many talented artists who want their music played on our show. So we decided to take it to another level and interview these talented artists. We had our first interview, which was early in January. We had the Nigerian-American from the Bronx, Lammy Cruz. That was really dope. So we decided to do it again. It's not going to be every week, but, you know, at least twice a month, pretty much. So, because it's so hard to get into the game because of all the politics or whatever. And here at Kicking It with the Joneses, we all about uplifting and helping. We help you, you help us. There's a saying that goes, it takes a village to raise children. Well, it takes a village to kick down some of these industry doors. Straight like that. So we do have a artist in the building.
What's good, Brooklyn? It's your boy, D Stacks. We have a special guest in the building today. Hip-hop recording artist, Swagger Hunter.
Yo, what's up, man?
Straight out of Flatbush. What's good, Swagger Hunter?
Ain't nothing much, man. Sorry about the train.
It's all right. At least you showed up.
Right.
We appreciate you being here, you know, giving us this interview with you today. Congratulations on your new mixtape, The Leader, which is really dope.
Thank you.
Yes, it is. So, how you say your name? Swagger Hunter?
Swag on a Hunter.
Swag on a Hunter. Oh, okay.
Ain't nothing nice.
So we got Swag on a Hunter in the building. So you rap and you are talented. When did you start rapping? At what age? And when did you decide you wanted to make a career out of this?
Honestly, I've been rapping since probably 15, maybe.
Wow.
Playing around, rapping in school, middle school, stuff like that.
Nice. So was there like a certain moment in your life where you thought like, all right, music is what I want to do?
Nah, it wasn't no point. It was just options, you know, because I was playing basketball. I was into basketball a lot. So I just did music. I've always been doing music. It's something I like to do. But I don't want to be I didn't want to be a rapper and none of that, stuff like that. And I still don't want to be a rapper. I just want to make money and do what I like doing.
Oh, nice. Don't we all?
Yeah, so how would you define your music?
Stripper music, turn up, honestly. Ratchet, hood music, I guess. I'm sorry about the lyrics. That's how I do. I don't write nothing, so I just do whatever.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. That's cool. So, in your opinion, what is the biggest barrier artists like yourself have to face to overcome to gain commercial success? Because it seems like every day a new artist is coming out and
promotion. You need promotion. You need to be heard. Who you are, you gotta find a way. This and that, so I ain't stupid. I know what to do. So I went to school for business.
Okay, nice. Okay, that's even better.
Right,
yep, even better.
Even better. So what made you? How you came up with that name though?
Swag on a Hunter. Swag is my. We have, you know, friends high school. Everybody had a nickname.
I was
a Swag, whatever. And rest in peace, Pat, my best friend. He's a cop, passed away. So yeah, we all had nicknames, and I went to college. Now I'm like, I need another name. Do you turn up in college? Swag on a Hunter. Then I started running the Swag on a Hunter. So some people call me Swag, still playing around.
Oh, okay.
I'm Swag and a Hunter. I'm more turned up. So I've been Swag and a Hunter for about 3-4 years maybe.
Oh, okay.
Maybe longer.
That's a unique name. No.
Thanks.
Swag on a Hunter. So we know you from Flatbush, Brooklyn, which is dope. And there are so many mainstream legends from Brooklyn. One of the first artists that most people think about when they hear Brooklyn and hip-hop is B.I.G., and there's not much more I can say about Biggie that hasn't been said already, is that he's just straight dope. And then you have Jay-Z, Mos Def, Busta Rhymes, ODB, and then you even have MC Lyte, who's from East Flatbush. Having some of these heavy hitters that I have mentioned just now coming from the same place you are from, do you feel pressure to live up to the bar that they have set?
Not really, no, because I honestly don't make music for lyrics. Uh-huh. Honestly, I make music that sounds good and jamming. Like, I'm onto the bass and the beat and type stuff.
Like a club banger.
Stripper club, whatever you want to call it. I like that. So I don't have to worry about being too lyrical or none of that. I actually started off when I was young rapping lyrical. lyrically, but honestly, I'm not into that. I could if I want, but I don't write, so why put that time in to do that? I'd rather keep my lane, keep doing what I'm doing, so I can know how to do what I do.
All right. So tell us about your mixtape and the inspiration you had going into creating it.
The Leader mixtape, I chose that cover and everything because Damian Lillard is a basketball player, obviously, and the way he go about things, you know, that number zero, letter O stand for a lot if you had listened to his album or heard about it. So the coaches and stuff, people would never believed in him and stuff like that. So he started up in the NBA, you know, strong rookie of the year. Then he became the leader of the team and carry. He got a lot of pressure he got to carry. So the leader, that's kind of like me. I'm the leader.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So we're going to get into these two songs by him called Too Lit and Syrup Make You Cough.
Oh, man, those two are. There's so many, but I know.
Yeah, it really was. It was hard choosing, but listening to the lyrics, you know.
I know.
It's going down. It's DJ East Enigma. It's your boy Swag on a 100. And this right here is lit.
Hey. Swag on a 100, man. I'm definitely something good. I ain't worried about nobody else. Nobody. If you ain't with me, ride with me, supporting me.
Now I don't think fuck you're ready, New York. I don't think
cuff
you're ready.
Hey, let's get it. Hey, I'm too lit. Baby, no, I'm too lit. Hey, I'm too lit. Baby, no, I'm too lit. Hey, I'm too lit. Hey, I'm too lit. Baby, no, I'm too lit. Hey, I'm too lit. Baby, no, I'm too lit. Hey, I'm too lit. I'm too lit. I'm too lit. Hey, I'm too lit. Baby, no, I'm too lit. Hey, I'm too lit. I'm too lit. I'm too lit. Baby, no, I'm too lit. I'm too lit. Tits. Purple drink, red drink, with a nice mix. Bad bitches see the swag, say I'm nothing nice. I be dodging from the cops like I swing my ice. And my jewelry love the floss in the fucking night. And I ain't got no team, nigga, it's Swag on a 100. Bad bitch want me, tell ya I warn ya. I ain't gon' touch ya, I ain't gon' snitch. Bad bitches know me, I'm too thin. Girls on my dick cause I told you slick. Watch on my wrist and the shit cause the grip. Bad bitch is at and she swinging on her hips. Came in the club and the nigga spending funds. I don't give a damn cause I get what I want and I love it. I'm too lit. I'm too lit. All these chicks in the club, who the pick? Baby, no, I'm lit. Baby, no, I'm lit. I'm too lit. Baby, hey, baby, no, I'm lit. Baby, no, I'm lit. I'm too lit. Baby, no, I'm lit. I'm too lit. I'm too lit. I'm too lit. I'm too lit. In the club, they love to dance. Fuck a hotel, I don't do romance. Different swag, let me switch my pants. Different cash, let me switch my bag. Working Birkin, bad bitches on my dick, they jerking. Have on which they hoping. They friends is hating, they just scoping from afar. I'm a star, Swag on a 100, I'm by the bar. Girl like me, she love my car. Too turned up, I'm turned some more.
Swag on a 100, man. I'ma get it, man. They gon' see I'm getting it, and I'm living it. Didn't work a 9-to-5, didn't really pitch and shit. Didn't stand no blocks and shit. Didn't hang and switch my clicks. Didn't bag a bitch and think I wasn't gonna hit. Swag on a honor, I'm a different man. Trying to get this money, fuck this cash, it's in a rubber band. I ain't really acting stupid, I just changed my way. Trying to make these moves, trying to get these figures every day. Making moves, I'm getting to it. This my life, I'm used to it. Acting different, making music. This my life, I'm used to it. Getting to it, acting different, making music. It's my life, I don't give a damn. One life, and I earn my stripes. Swag on a honor, I'm a boss. I don't take no loss. I don't give a damn. With a syrup, cause that make you cough. It make you cough. It make you cough. Swag on a honor, double G. I'm a fucking boss. Getting to the money, making moves. Haters get lost. Had a dream, chilling Cancun with my shirt off. Had your girl on top, and she taking off on top. I don't give a damn, I'm hot. On the block, these niggas not. On the block, selling work. You a jerk, I ain't trying to act stupid. Baby, like me, kiss my neck, I buy her a purse. Took her to the store, give them more hearts. Nice chains, girls like me. Swag, gonna hunt her, know my name. I be acting like I'm different, but I'm not. I'ma stay doing things that I wouldn't say I'm not. Gonna do, I'm a fool, who you, baby, cool. Acting smooth, I'm kinda smooth. Baby, know how I do, I'ma keep it up. I'ma keep it up. Gotta get to it, that's my life. Yeah, I'm used to it, acting different. I'm just making music, and I'm getting to it. This my life, swag on a hundred, nigga, one life. Earn my stripe, swag on a hundred, nigga, I'm a boss. Haters get lost, I don't give a damn. I'ma get to it, making music, acting different. And I'm used to it, this my life, getting to it, nigga. I'm getting to it, I don't give a damn. Never take a loss, I'm a boss. Here's some syrup, make you cough. It make you cough, syrup, nigga, make you cough. It make you cough. Had a dream, drinking lean, it hurt my spleen. Chicks acting shicey, acting mean. When they see the green, acting like they know me. Now they acting like a bean. These girls doing anything, trying to chase their dreams. They stripping, showing ass. These girls are no class. I got a bad bitch, so nigga don't ask. Swag on a hundred, man. I'm living life. Swag on a hundred, man. I'm getting paid. Swag on a hundred, man. Getting each way. Swag on a hundred.
All right, so we back live, and we have Swag on a Hunter in the building.
Ain't nothing nice.
Yes, and we just played two of his songs, Too Lit and Syrup Make You Cough. Yeah. Okay, so what was the inspiration behind Too Lit?
The inspiration behind Too Lit is obviously because me and my friends and everybody else that likes to go out like to get lit and turn up. So I just like the rugged club sound. You know, my voice is rugged, so I like to just keep it not too sound like some nobody else.
Original. Right.
So, turn up, original turn up.
Too lit. Yeah, I like that. All right, and what about Syrup Make You Cough?
Syrup Make You Cough? My friends, they be drinking that. So, I don't do that. Oh, okay. But they be drinking that, so he's coughing, so I just was talking about
it. So, it really make you cough?
I don't know. I don't take it. I don't do it. But.
Oh, okay.
So, I just started recording it. Shout out 101.
Okay.
Thanks.
So, you think the internet and all this new technology helped your music and independent artists, or just creates a mass of copycats from the web and make it difficult to people separate yourself?
Not really for me, because I really don't care about the internet. I use the internet to promote myself and stuff like that because of my name, Instagram, and stuff like that. But
yeah.
It's not for me, because I'm more into the real life. I meet people in real life and stuff like that. I don't really promote all that. Unless it's for me personally. So honestly, I don't use the internet to really promote myself the way I should.
Yeah.
But I do it in person.
Okay.
More than the internet. So it ain't harming me. It ain't stopping me.
Do you think that's helpful to do it in person versus on social media?
That's why I do that. I wiped out my whole Instagram. I cleaned up everything. So I took down a lot of pictures so I could start fresh with 2017. I'm moving different. So now I'm going to utilize the internet more. Because the way I did it was basic, you know, put my message out, whatever, that's it. And then now I'm going to really take time, you know, find little promotional strategies and stuff like that.
Right. Yeah, because I did notice, like, you know, we do our research, of course, of the artists. And I noticed that I cannot find Swag on a Hunter on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, that's why I'm not on Facebook, see?
Yeah, I cannot find you.
That's what I got to do, see?
All right. Yeah. So if you could choose to work with some of today's established artists or producers, to, you know, move yourself up to the next level, who would you collaborate with?
Who would I collaborate with? Guwap, Gucci Mane. That's my influencer.
Oh, Gucci Mane?
Yeah, my favorite rapper. Yeah.
Oh, that's your favorite rapper?
Yeah.
Okay. Guwap. Gucci?
Yeah.
So, who are the top five artists in your iPod? Like, right now?
My iPhone 6S Plus, I would say, I got me.
You?
Of course, you gonna be number one.
Guwap, Young Scooter, 21 Savage, and who else I got? Little Peep, he's a rock and roll from Long Island.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, that was my other question. Do you have your own music on your iPod?
Of course. I don't really listen to industry people. I know them, obviously, but I don't really listen to them. I listen to underground people, a lot of people. Like, even if you're not even close, I listen to.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm like the same way. I like listening to underground.
I know the mainstream music.
Yeah,
comes
yeah.
Comes on, we have to stay in tune, but
yeah.
I'm more into the underground.
So what do you think is the best platform to promote your music?
The best platform? In the clubs.
In the clubs?
Yeah, in person. Meet chicks. That's what I'm about. I meet girls and meet whoever. And go from there. And once they know my name, so I can, it's going to click in their head. I see them. I run into them. Flatbush ain't big. So we go out, all go out. We all turn up. So
yeah.
And once they know you lit and you popping, you fly this and that, whatever, they're going to tune in eventually. And it happened.
So with, you see how artists pay for airplay mm-hmm. or whatever. Do you think that's the best route or no?
If you got it, you can pay your way. But I'd rather earn real respect. You feel me?
Right.
Like, real people are really going to really know you. And anybody could pay their way up there. I mean, the money, whatever. But I'd rather earn it the real way. Real people, real fans.
Nice.
Whatever.
So, from your IG, I can tell that you played ball in college.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about that?
Yep. My championship ring. I play
Division
III basketball at SUNY Cobleskill. We won the championship.
Nice.
Starting forward, 7.7 rebounds, 2 assists. I love to brag. First one to score NCAA history for our school. Led the team in rebound. I'm only 6 feet, 6 feet and a half.
Mm.
Strong. Don't get it wrong. Basketball, yeah. I've been playing basketball all my life. I don't play no more, but I'm still good and respected. But they know me. Everybody know me for basketball. Mikey for basketball. So
okay.
You know that.
So what made you stop playing ball?
Made me stop? Real life. I was in college for like 6.5 years straight, honestly. I've been on, honestly, probably like a year now. This January makes a year from college. So I've been away for like 6.5 years since college.
Okay.
I was having little ups and downs because I had no guidance from high school, stuff like that, being bad, you know.
Yeah.
So you learn as you go through the college.
So where did you go?
I went to a couple of schools. I went to Sullivan, SUNY Sullivan. I went to SUNY Canton and SUNY Cobleskill. I graduated from.
Where's that one at?
Cobleskill. This is in upstate New York. Cobleskill, New York.
Nice. Okay. That's what's up. So, we know you're a ball player, but are you a player with the ladies? In Too Lit, you said, F a hotel, I don't do romance. What is that about?
Fuck a hotel, I don't do romance. Yeah, I was a player with the ladies, you could say. Sometimes I am, still am. Yeah, I flirt, I do what I do. So if as long as it's beneficial to me, I'm going to do what I got to do, honestly. You know, accept me for who I am.
But what do you mean if it's beneficial to you?
Meaning that, like, if she's going to fuck with the Swag on the Hunter movement, the STP.
Like just spread the word or whatever?
Spread the word, but also, you know, coming out with me, hanging out, you know, promoting this is that nigga, he's that dude, like, telling all her friends, you know. When they see this cool, good-looking guy, whatever, they gonna be like, all right, fuck with him. That's what I want.
Okay, all right. So y'all heard that. Swag on a hunter. You put him on, he put you on. All right, so now we're going to get into, this is something that we do, of course, every episode where we have our up-and-coming artist / underground artist segment where we play a song by underground artists to showcase their talents. So we have Swag on a Hunter in the building, but of course we're gonna give somebody else another chance to display their music on our show. So if you know anyone who is an upcoming artist and they are trying to get their music out, just hit us up and we will play it on our show. You can email us at thejonesesrfb@gmail.com. So we be right back with Swag on a Hunter.
Let's get to it, y'all. Stop. Been boxing all that.
Fuck, I see is where that was falling.
That's what I see. What we touch. What we touch. What we doing. What we doing.
Fuck up.
That's the hands. That nigga's crazy. Let's get it, nigga.
Wavy was bad. Motherfucker ball route gangin' on fucking bang, nigga.
Gotta wash my hands with all you fuck niggas. Word. Y'all the main reason I don't trust niggas. Word. Run up on you suckers like, what up, nigga? Wavy Noriega, there's your body in the trunk, nigga. We could do this, put your bread up. Free money, just giving you the heads up.
Word.
And your bitch said she fed up. Told me about it after we finished messing your bed up. Been in the game for a couple now. So you lame, you better double down. Your music so plain and getting sloppy now. My shit straight crack, yeah, that Bobby Brown. And my Nina call her Whitney, nigga. 50 guns, 50 triggers, nigga. I've been trying not to kill a nigga. Might have to check, son, it's a thriller, nigga. My 16 like a bad dream. And I'm Freddy with a ratchet, that's a bad thing. You hustling backwards and on your last string. I'ma catch you in traffic and let that Mac ring.
I keep money on deck, I'm by my big bucks. Wrong route, mob stars, don't get it fucked up. My niggas ballin' like the Cavaliers.
The King.
And you know we on top like a chandelier. I keep money on deck, I buy my big bucks. Roll route, my stars, don't get it fucked up.
That's us.
My niggas ballin' like the Cavaliers.
The King.
And you know we on top like a chandelier.
I be tryna right my wrongs, but that's a double up. Bang right and go left, you know I'm triple up. Block to the Tony with a sitting four. David playing with the work, you know I get it gone. If money do the talking, the room's quiet. The whole gang on 10, I wish somebody tried. Hit the line and have digs in an H ride. When them shots going off, better remain silent. Night work, I'm always on my two-step. There's not a drug in the game, I ain't move yet. There's not a block out of Queens, I ain't swing through. There's not a house on an island, I ain't been through. Call your boy Bluff and we can get to it. I'm rapping for the sport, I don't need music. Looking for the bag on the grind moving. Seven figures, two commas, getting right to it.
I keep money on deck, I'm by my big bucks. Roll route, mob stars, don't get it fucked up.
Us.
My niggas ballin' like the Cavaliers.
The King.
And you know we on top like a chandelier. I keep money on deck, I buy my big bucks. Roll route, mob stars, don't get it fucked up.
That's us.
My niggas ballin' like the Cavaliers.
The King.
And you know we on top like a chandelier.
What we do? What we do? What we do? Y'all fuckin' with us, y'all fuckin' with us, y'all fuckin' with us, y'all fuckin' with us. Oh, y'all still.
We back live. If you want your music played on Kicking It With The Joneses at Radio Free Brooklyn, hit us up on Facebook or email us at thejonesesrfb@gmail.com. When submitting your music, let us know where you from and whether or not if you signed to a label. We are here in the studio with Swagger Hunter.
Yep.
You said that you were teaching at a charter school and you're teaching it after school.
Correct.
So tell us more about that. Like, you know, how you did your transition from coming home from college and choosing, like, what you wanted to do next professionally.
I've been going to school for teaching. That's what I started at.
Nice.
I've been teaching early childhood. I've been doing that. But when I was transferred, you know, because I had a rocky college career, college life, so my grades wasn't what it was. So at the end of the day, I got to choose a major. And business falls right into what I wanted to do. I ended up getting my associate's though in humanities. And then I got my bachelor's in business. So at the end of the day, I still got something that pays for what I want to do.
Right.
So, and I always had like the fingerprint, the TB stuff. I always kept up to date with every year because that's what I do. I worked in a daycare with children, and that's what I want to continue to do, even if music go.
Right. So what inspired you to, you know, to want to teach? Did you have like a certain teacher in your life that made you, all right, I want to do this, like this person did to me or something like that?
Yeah, kinda, in a way, yeah. I had Miss Junkie, rest in peace, as a high school teacher, science teacher, and advocate for students like us, young, you know. She helped us a lot. I got her tattooed on me too.
Oh, nice.
She passed away from cancer.
Oh, nice. That's good.
RIP to her.
So, you say you in a daycare or whatever. So, what's the ages for the kids?
I'm not in a daycare now. That's where I work.
Oh, you're in a charter school.
Yeah, middle school. They like 13, 12.
13 and 12.
Yeah.
Do you like that age range?
Yeah, I like that because you could be yourself. I don't have to act because, you know, nowadays kids, they hip to everything. So,
right. So I'm pretty sure you're one of the popular teachers there.
Of course. Yeah, it's not too far from here anyway.
Oh, really?
Okay. BSNBC.
That's what's up. So how was it at the daycare? Like, we have two little girls. We have an 18-month-old, and then we have a 3-year-old. So how was it working in daycare?
It was crazy, but it's more like physical than working with more physical work than working with the middle schoolers. As far as like you gotta really care for the child, you know,
right.
You gotta get on your knees and stuff like that.
Right.
And my knees are getting old now. Shit, basketball took a toll. So.
Yeah.
So do you have any children of
your
own?
No, no kids.
You answered that real quick.
Well, I'm smart. I ain't gonna have no kids and then want to do what I want to do. So,
fact. So that's like long down the line for you.
Nah, not long down the line. Whenever it happens, God give me a kid, I have one.
Nice. So you got your special lady.
Of course.
Nice. Shout out to your special lady.
Shout out Shally Rods 18.
Facts. I heard that Shally Rod 18.
Thick thighs.
So. I see you are on the YGB STP.
STP movement.
Yeah, so tell me more about that. Like, what is it? Is it your own thing or what?
That's all me, yep. YGB, your girl best friend.
Oh, yeah.
That's me. That's my nickname, Swagger 100, your girl best friend. You know, throughout college and my life, I always mention college because that's where life begins for me.
Right.
As far as, like, you know, interacting with people, it's a lot of people. So I met a lot of people, got a lot of opportunities, you know, to help me be who I am today. So I always mention college. So without that, I can't even be here.
Right.
That's how I feel. So
yeah,
YGB, your girl best friend. That's me. It's basically to your girl best friend. And I always with the ladies, and you could have a boy. She may have a boyfriend. She may have a girlfriend, whatever. But still, with your best friend. I'm still your friend.
So what does that mean? Like,
it
know.
Means that girls relate to me, and girls,
okay.
Girls like me. Girls want to hang with me. Girls know I'm cool.
So how?
That's
do you...
what it is. It doesn't mean any harm. Like I'm fucking your girl or having sex with your girl or this and that. I'm your girl best friend. I'm her best friend for real. Girls like to hang around me.
True. Okay, and your girl don't have no problem with that.
She got a problem with it.
Oh,
but
she do.
At the end of the day, she knows it's nothing. But she just talk. But she don't really have a physical problem, but just a mental problem sometimes. Like, oh, I want to be doing, you know, regular stuff.
Right.
Know.
She know them though.
Not all know.
Okay. So what about the STP ENT?
STP is St. Paul's, where
Saint
I live.
Paul's.
We're at the block. That's STP.
Oh.
It's St. Paul's. It's STP.
So any other artists down with your movement? Or
Yeah, of course. We got Saga. Shout out Saga. Sid the Kid.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Oh, I'm from Flatbush too?
Yeah. It's Sid the Kid. He don't rap. He just sing now, but we trying to get him on.
Oh.
He don't want to use his talent. But Saga, he's more of a rapper now. He just got something to come out. He know a lot about the music too. He been around. So now we just get him to rapping and get him off the streets. Honestly, I try to put positive vibes.
Right.
Yeah. That's the best way.
So I checked out your video on YouTube and a few other songs.
STP. Everybody love STP.
Yeah. So that one, STP, you mentioned that your best friend died. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. Pat. Shout out Pat. Rest in peace, Pat. Patrick Prince, he was a cop. He passed away in a car crash.
Oh, wow.
2013, I believe.
Oh.
He passed away. Hit a tree, yeah. Kings Highway. Yeah. We went to high school together, met him in high school, everything. At first, I didn't like him. The rest of his ninth or tenth grade, I believe. I didn't like him. He didn't like me, I guess. I don't know. So we just started. And then they ended up putting us in the same class. And then we just was both jokes and funny, cool. And just, we just was like best friends. Like, we just became best friends, go to his house, his mom. I got to stop and see her soon, too. So, you know, that's my best friend forever.
Right.
So I made songs for him, too.
Right. I saw it on Instagram. You got RIP Pat.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what's up.
That's forever.
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that. That had to be painful, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you put some of that pain into your music?
Yeah, of course. Whenever I'm recording, I think about, I play his songs. Every day I play it, every night. Every day, today, I'm going to do it tomorrow. I always play it and just get some motivation, you know.
Right. Yeah, that song.
Do something positive.
Yeah, that song was really good. It was about the hood. And then you did mention something about your mom and you mentioned about your dad. I really like that song. That song was dope.
My dad got on one knee. Well, I said one knee.
Yeah, he said something about.
Because he got his leg amputated or whatever.
I really didn't understand.
I didn't understand it myself. I didn't write. So I just, it went straight through. It was the truth for my head. And I said, my dad got on one knee. He got his leg amputated. So. He's going through tough. It's tough now for him right now.
Right.
One year with that as an amputee. So.
So what happened?
I'm not sure. I think like high blood pressure and stuff. Leg gave out or something like that. So it just happened.
Right. Sorry to hear that
So you perform? You perform in clubs too? Or?
Nah, I don't do performances.
No.
Not right now.
Not right now.
Nah, I gotta get more hotter. I gotta get hotter first before I step in the club. Because if I'm gonna go in the club, I gotta go in ready. I can't go in there just swagging 100 and three other guys and people don't know who we are. We gotta have at least, you know, a bigger movement.
A bigger buzz. A bigger buzz,
yeah. Oh, so you need like a bigger buzz to do. But I think if you go into a club and you just.
I want to know. I want to know I'm going in. Like, okay, Swagger, they know he's here.
No, yeah. But, like, your songs are dope. So I'm saying, you go in the club and you just tear it down.
Yeah, I know some people. I know a lady. I know some ladies. I know who hooked me up, promoters and stuff like that. I had my single in Lust and stuff before. We did that. So, I'm doing it this year, too, my birthday, February 15th. So.
Oh, shout out to you.
Thank you, Chris.
Yes, so, on February 10th.
All right, happy birthday.
Thank you.
So, the clubs love me. I know it could do it, but I just want to do it the right way, you feel me?
Right.
I want to be high. I don't like to be regular. It's already starting off with doing my music is regular, feel like, because I'm back in Brooklyn from college, so I got to build back up.
Right. Okay, that's what's up.
Or.
So, if you could compare yourself to an established artist, who would it be and why?
Nobody, probably.
Nobody?
Yeah. Can't compare myself because I'm already different. I'm already creative. I can already do different styles of rap or whatever. I could do the little melody stuff. I could do the little regular rap. I got a lot of songs that's different. So I don't really need to compare myself to nobody because if I do that, then I'm only going to put myself in one lane. Okay. And I don't want to do that.
So you say you don't write, you just spit off the top of the head, or?
Yeah, but if I'm doing something, whatever, drinking, hanging out, talking trash, whatever, girl problem I got, I'll just go with the mood. The mood set everything for me.
So you do it on your phone, or?
No, I do it on my laptop, but in my mic, I record.
The flow.
I just go right to the thing and go, start recording, get a beat, get some beats, and go.
Oh, okay. So, like you say, if you're drinking or whatever, so have you ever had a moment where you was drinking and you just went off on the, in the booth, and then the next day you listen back like, yo, what was I thinking?
Yeah, of course. A lot of songs, but that's how I do it. So, to figure out, because I might not like it, but somebody might like it, and, I keep trying until I know which ones is really eligible to be heard in front of an audience, a real audience.
Right.
That I want to hear certain type of music, so I already know. But at the same time, I got ratchet fans and I got, modest fans. So at the same time, I keep a balance. I've always put my music out with the ratchetness, with the coolness,
right?
And also, something that sounds put together. As far as you play in the club, oh, I heard that in the car last night, stuff like that. I put my music strategically together, so in a way, where it represents me still.
Right.
And fans could still tune in and like it.
Do you see yourself, going forward? I know you say you're going to be doing things different in 2017. So, do you see yourself in a future writing, possibly?
No.
No? That's one thing you're not changing.
I'm not going to do. I'm not going to change. It's only wasting time, honestly.
You think so?
Yeah. Because that little 1 second... You don't know what I could have done with that 1 second, 2 seconds, 3 seconds, right? And everybody sit there, waste time. Because put what's on your mind, your heart, how you feel, whatever. Your mood, that's what music about, mood. It's not about sitting there writing a pencil, writing down, hey, okay, I'm going to do this. How do we sit here and write a mood? We having a party, we going to write a mood? And then play them songs. That's not real. So right. I rather just go off
in the moment.
Yeah.
That's what's up. I think I like that strategy. Yeah. That's what's up. So do you go, do you have a certain studio you go to? You have your own?
I do my own. Oh, okay. But I also mess with some dude sometimes. He got a studio in his car, so I record in the car.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't like to go. I've been to studios. I don't like doing the studio thing because I like to feel. I'm from Flappers, STP. Like, we hang. I know how life is. So, like, I want to keep it original how I'm doing, how I started doing it. I'm going to keep doing forever.
Oh, you don't want to change up? Or the bigger?
No, I'm never going to change that up. Never change it up.
Well, some people say sell your soul, right?
Nah, I'm going to keep it. Are you going to take me with this studio recording or not?
That's interesting.
Yep. I'm going to keep doing it same way.
So when you make it big, what will be your first really expensive purchase and why? A nice car so you could record it?
Nah, honestly, probably my first, I'll be honest, my first purchase, expensive. Of course, I'll probably get a big house for my family.
Nice.
Throw them away and there go. I'm out because I'll be somewhere else.
Right. Yeah, I think that's
first
maybe.
Big house, account, open accounts for them, whatever, give them money and stuff like that. You know, split the family fortunes.
Hey. Do you come from a big family?
Kind in a way, not. Kind of so, yeah. Depends what side you're talking, mom, dad. So my mom's side is probably bigger, but in Trinidad, so I'm Trinidad. My dad's American, Virginia. My dad's family's not too big as my mom's, but
you have siblings and stuff.
Got one sister and three brothers.
Do your brothers look they younger or older?
Older, everybody older. I'm the youngest.
Oh, you're
my sister's
youngest.
Like 2 years, 1 year and a half older than me. Oh,
okay.
But I consider myself older.
Right. Oh, that's nice. That's pretty cool. So you buy a big old house and put everybody in. That's dope. So do you see yourself, you know, a lot of times we see these rappers and a lot of people look down on them for not going back to the hood or not giving as much as they could back to where they came from. Do you see yourself going back to the hood? And like, what do you see yourself doing?
I'm staying in the hood until further notice, honestly, but I'm always be in the hood. I'm always be, as far as the hood, me not on the street, on the corner, obviously.
Right,
but
right.
I'm being in the hood, like, still visiting the same places I like to visit, party-wise, hangout-wise, whatever. So, I like to shoot pool, so I'm very good, so.
Okay.
I like to go to pool. I'm going to keep coming back to the same pool. And you know, I want to actually just, you know, help out, like, with the children, churches and stuff like that. Anything that involves children, I'm with it. I'm going to do. So, I'm going to figure that out later in life.
That's what's up, yeah. I think it's good if you go back to the hood sometimes.
Because,
you know, when you want to come up, there's always somebody out.
Nah, I'm fine.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody love me. Everybody love me.
That's good. That's good.
Yep.
From listening to your latest EP, which is dope, I can definitely tell your sound had changed over the past few years from listening to your other mixtapes. What are your thoughts on the growth of an artist and the development of music today? Like, what you... about your growth?
My personal growth, I definitely got better because honestly, when I first started doing the no writing shit, it wasn't really putting no sense into it, no effort, I guess. My effort in improving. Mm-hmm. So if that's improving, then my skills are obviously getting better too. So just the sound of music always been around me, so I always know how to just spice it up to fit in, you know, or be better. So like at the end of the day, my music's always growing. I'm always growing as an artist, so.
Okay, so we're going to play another one of your songs, but first I want to ask you this. Whether, you know, you're an actor, musician, or artist, you know, it's hard to break into the mainstream America. What have been your struggles and triumphs in the business?
Honestly, getting the promotion that I needed, honestly, because... I could get in as far as like I could get shows if I wanted to. I could do this and do that, but I don't want to do that. I want to promote myself, my name, my brand. It's STP first before I get in that. I haven't met or ran into any connection that I want to do as far as with the promotion thing. So that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking into. I'm gonna really hustle my ass off to get that. because I need that promotion. Somebody to help promote my, make my name a little bigger.
Right.
So I would say maybe a little independent company, maybe.
Nice.
Not signing, but just a partnership or something. Cause I want to be self-made.
Right. Gotcha. You have to be self-made nowadays because you can't really trust nobody with your career. Nobody's going to push your career more than you.
Exactly.
So that's dope. So let's get into another one, Swagga Hunter song.
I've been playing.
Y'all niggas ain't getting money, man. I ain't fuck with y'all. I'm fuck with my shorty. For real. Baby, I've been playing, baby.
Got the message, man. Run that back.
Baby, I've been playing. Baby, I've been playing. Baby, I've been playing. Baby, I've been playing. Playing with the money. Playing with the money.
Playing with it.
Playing with the money. Playing with the money.
Playing with it.
Baby, I've been playing. Baby, I've been playing. Baby, I've been playing.
Back live, you tuned in to Kicking It with the Joneses, and we have Swag on a Hunter in the building
Ain't
today.
Nice.
Yeah, straight from Flatbush.
STP.
So, do you have any other passions in life?
Yes, I have other passions in life. I would like to be somewhat of a role model advocate for children or the youth in the future. Not right away, but like maybe when I get a little mid-30s.
Right.
You know, more knowledge and information to actually open up my own businesses within the youth. I don't know what it could be. It could be a daycare. It could be a at YMCA Center. I don't know, something to put myself in that position, but I want to be the boss.
Right. That's dope. I like your passion for your music, and I like the passion for the kids. I think that's really, really dope.
Yeah. Because
you really see that with a young, you know, young men that really is passionate about giving back to kids. I think that's everything. Yep. That's what's up.
Thanks. So what advice would you give someone just starting out in a career in the music industry?
Make music, find yourself, find your sound first, find what you want to do, like how you want to come out, what you want to put yourself out there as, what you want to push yourself as. You want to be a rock star, now you're a rock star now. What's your sound like?
Right.
Is it the, you know, the melody stuff, or is it hardcore, or whatever, you know?
True. All right. In closing, tell us something. You have any up-and-coming projects coming out? Or
yeah, new mixtapes? My birthday, February 15th. I'm going to drop something, an EP.
Okay.
STP2.
Okay. Yeah. You going to have the rest of them on there, or is it going to be?
Saga. It's going to be my boy Saga.
Okay.
And maybe he'll sit on there. I don't know. He ain't trying to sing. But we're going to have a Saga right now, me and Saga. And I'm going to get some features, though. I got a couple of people around Brooklyn and Queens. So okay. I'm got my features is getting up.
Any other projects that's coming up?
I'm going to the club, to the Lust, with my new single, YBN, your nigga, YBN, I can't say the curse word. But.
So down the line, would you think about making STP like a underground label? Or
yeah, that's what I'm going to do. That's exactly what I'm going to do. But first, I'm promoting myself first.
Right.
Yeah.
Make me first hot.
Okay.
Make me first be known. Then I could start building my team with the same family, friends, you know?
Yeah.
Just putting myself out there more because, you know, I'm already hot. So if they keep doing it, my other friend doing it, it's going to take a little while. So let me just go first.
Right. I think that's true. What's up. I think it's always best to bring those that been with you from day one with you.
Yep.
It's always good to put somebody
day
else
one.
In.
Saga said, "See smooth, can't wait."
That is what's up. That's what's up. So you could give out all your shout outs right now.
Yeah, shout out Sid the Kid, shout out Saga, aka Foo, aka Mr. Legacy, aka Hound, shout out Jizzle, aka Stacking Paper, shout out my wifey, Shali Rods, aka Thick Thighs. She's up next too. She's into modeling, so.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah, men be fiending for her. Trust me, her body crazy. She's real, and she's Puerto Rican.
So. Okay.
But shout out everyone: Mike Marcelin, Alexis Nunez. These are college basketball teammates. Shout out everybody. I can't even think of no names right now. But yeah. Troy the Don, Ken Wave, Kenneth, Chev, Nana, everybody.
All right. Well, thank you, Swag on 100, for
coming in and doing this interview with us.
For having
me.
No problem.
We appreciate it. So, for those of you, you can find Swag on 100 on Instagram.
Swag on 100.
Facts. And then let's look out for that EP that he's dropping February 15th, STP2.
Correct.
So, check that out. And happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Happy birthday to you, too.
And thank you. Enjoy and turn up.
Yeah, you too.
And you can find this new mixtape, The Leader, and the rest of the mixtapes on That Piff.
Yes, and we also shared the link on our Facebook, which is Kicking It With The Joneses. So we want to thank everybody for tuning in, and we're going to give you the code word for our Valentine's Day giveaway, which is love. So you have to tune in to each show and then call in with that. So we're going to rock out with some more of Swag on 100 songs and tune in next week. Shout out Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Shout out Brooklyn.
Thank you for listening to Kicking It With The Joneses. Come kick it with us again live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on Radio Free Brooklyn.
All my niggas really on the gang shit. Toes on through straight 4/5. If a nigga front, he gonna get lit. Texas push your head and give on some gang shit. Gang shit, gang shit, gang shit. Let's get it. Huh? Huh? The table. All my niggas really on the gang shit. Toes on through straight 4/5. If a nigga front, he gonna get lit. Texas push your head and give on some gang shit.
Roll up, sibling, that's gang, bitch. Take money all day, can't trust a bitch. On the road to the money, gotta get rich. On the road to the money, gotta get rich. All my niggas, yeah, they really on the gang shit. Told drunk, goose trade with the 4-5. If a nigga front, yeah, he could get lit. Taxi with your addy, nigga on some gang shit. Roll up, sibling, that's gang, bitch. Take money all day, can't trust a bitch. On the road to the money, gotta get rich. On the road to the money, gotta get rich. Young nigga, mind lost in the street shit. Bro, Trump is just a bag for the B shit. You need to get HP to Z-Mix. Hoes fuck switch up like C.
Yo, I don't think they got the message, man. Run that back.
Rich, on the road to the money, gotta get rich. Young nigga, mind lost in the street shit. Bro, Trump is just a bag for the B shit. Image of the gang, HB the demons. Hoes fuck switch up like seasons. Call Hardy Doc, said I was anemic. Waste man got all the bitches fiending. I'm on some gang shit, nigga, ain't no dreaming. But if you sleeping, nigga, yeah, I'm creeping. What you need, motherfucker, what you got? My name Kai, nigga, yeah, I'm from the block. Game, watch the bands coming in. Dab, dab, dab on them like my name flipping them. Imagine half year home in the sense. Back black till we flipped on the shits. Carry money all day, fucking bitch. Move million trust on the shit.
I say swag on a 100 is swag. I got your bitch and a nigga got a bag. I don't give a damn truth or the fag. I got bitch and the swag got cash. Swag on a 100 mean a dash. I got your bitch so a nigga don't ask. I don't give a damn top in the class. Cause the game got a wet like a splash. Yeah, swag on a 100, he mean. My favorite color red for greens. You a bitch, you're heavy on the scene. She suck a dick, y'all niggas fiends. I'ma stay on the block with the strap. I don't give a damn don't wanna act. I'm drinking on that lean cognac. Tell that bitch come throw right back. Get low to the floor, she a whore. You begging for more, throwing cash out the door.
DJ East.
Hey, hey. Swag on a 100, man.
The streets are about to witness the takeover. The takeover of DJ East Enigma.
What up?
Let's get it, I'ma get it one way or another, I don't need no help. Fuck a friend, I'm riding solo. I got a bad bitch. Swag on a 100, why you talk like that? Swag on a 100, why you walk like that? I'm dripping swag and they can't be matched. Bad bitch, she tough, she smack. Swag on a 100, why you talk like that? Swag on a 100, why you walk like that? I'm dripping swag and they can't be matched. Bad bitch, she tough, she smack. Swag on a 100, why you talk like that?
Here's some more hot music.
Are you ready?
Are your favorite DJ? Bad bitch, she tough, she smack.
Swag on a 100, why you talk like that? Swag on a 100, why you walk like that? I'm dripping swag and they can't be matched. Bad bitch, she tough, she smack. Swag on a 100, why you talk like that? Swag on a 100, why you walk like that? I'm dripping swag and they can't be matched. Bad bitch, she tough, she smack. Swag on a 100, why you talk like that? Swag on a 100, why you walk like that? I'm dripping swag and they can't be matched. Bad bitch, she tough, she smack.
Bitch, she turn, she smack. Swag on a 100, I'm throwing sacks. In the club, I don't know how to act. Turned up and I'm too smacked. Bad bitch, she too thick. I don't give a damn, she too thick. Bad bitch, she too thick. Get swag on a 100, I'm mad rich. I ain't gon' stop, I'm the hottest nigga rapping right on the track. Get this money right back, don't stack blue that same night. I ain't so crazy, you knew that. Bad bitch, on my dick, never lag. I don't give a damn, driving too fucking fast. Every day outside, top, nigga, here I'm the top in the class. The waviest bitches say I'm fucking dope. Them broke niggas fucking with her have no hope. They could never be swag. I'm a money maker. My first stop is Trinidad and then Jamaica. These bitches make me go insane. These bitches doing anything for a name. Showing ass on the IG. It's swag on a 100, baby.
What's up?
Follow me.
Swag on a 100, why you talk like that? Swag on a 100, why you walk like that? I'm dripping swag and it can't be matched. Bad bitch, she turn, she smack. Swag on a 100, why you talk like that? Swag on a 100, why you walk like that? I'm dripping swag and it can't be matched. Bad bitch, she turn, she smack.